ஓம் நம சிவாய். டியர் லிசனர்ஸ் ஆஃப் சைவம் டாட் ஆர், தி நெக்ஸ்ட் ப்ரோக்ராம் இஸ் டிவைன் டிஸ்கோர்ஸ். இன் திஸ் யூஆர் அபவுட் டு லிசன் ஹைலைட்ஸ் ஆஃப் உபனிஷத்ஸ். த டைட்டில் இஸ் பிரஷ்ன உபனிஷத்ஸ், பிரசன்டட் பை சுவாமி ஜோதிர்மயானந்தா. தேங்க்யூ. ஓம் நம சிவாய்.
From the ashram of our revered Guru Pujya Atman, Sri Swami Jyotirmayananji in Miami, Florida. Swamiji continues with the lecture series on highlights of the Upanishad. He is presently handling Prashna Upanishad, lecture number 10. And now, our revered Guru Pujya Atman, Sri Swami Jyotirmayananji.
Om Bhadram Karanebhi ஷிணுயாம தேவா பத்ரம் பஷ்யேமாக்ஷபிர்யயத்ரா ஸ்திரைரங்கைஸ்துஷ்டு வாகம் ஸஸ்தநூபிஃ வ்யஷேமா தேவஹிதம் யதாயுஹு ஸ்வஸ்தி ந இந்த்ரோ வ்ருத்தஸ்ரவா ஸ்வஸ்தி நஹ பூஷா விஷ்வவேதா ஸ்வஸ்தி நஸ்தார்க்ஷோ அரிஷ்டநேமி ஸ்வஸ்தி நோ ப்ருஹஸ்பதிர் ததாது. ஓம் சாந்தி 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 is the peace chant of the Prashna Upanishad. O gods, for us to know that God is only one. When we say, O gods, it means all the different aspects. Rama, Shiva, Krishna, all different aspects. Aspects are attributes. So God with different aspects. We who invoke God, may we hear what is auspicious with our ears. If you don't hear what is auspicious, your ears pass by in boredom. Two uses of the ear. May we see what is auspicious with our eyes. May we offer our praise with our bodies, strong of limbs, and thus enjoy life for pleasing God. May Indra, with all pervasive fame, bestow on us auspiciousness. May Pusha, the knower of the universe, nourisher and sustainer of all, bring auspiciousness. May Garuda of swift motion, who is like a discus to destroy all troubles, may Brihaspati bestow on us auspiciousness. All this was explained to you before, and moving on to Prashna Upanishad. First question is all about prana. The question was asked, what sustains this entire universe? And the answer was given that two principles, prana and rayi. Prana is a spirit, rayi is matter. And these two are given in an allegorical manner. Prana is the sun, apana is the moon. Prana, spirit and matter. And with deeper understanding, matter doesn't matter. Just like you give a quick judgment on the sun. Sun, there are two types. Sun up there, alone. Then the sun manifesting in so many colors. Rainbows, shimmering water, reflected suns in so many jars, countless expressions of the sun. All these countless expressions, they point to Rayi, the world of matter. Prana, the sun. Sun and all these emanations from the sun. First stage, you keep the distinction between the two to help your mind to follow the sadhana. But as you advance, you go on understanding that the world that you experience through your senses, that world is little compared to the world that you experience through your mind, through your sentiments. That world again becomes little compared to the world that you experience through your understanding, through clarity of your intellect. That world also becomes insignificant when you go beyond the intellect and ego, then you have gone beyond all these illuminations. You have come right to the sun. And of course, you know, you can't stay there. Away from the sun, you get blended with the sun. The simile gives you a horrible picture. The reality, you become blended with God. Then in that state, matter doesn't matter. All the matter that you have gone through has not been real. Sun was never limited, never confined. So keeping that picture in view, presently, the Guru is going on giving a guidance of pranopasana. It's easy for your mind to think of prana. Prana is a life, life of life. It is that prana that sustains your body-mind complex. And you can't live without that prana even for a moment. But it is the same prana that sustains this entire universe. The very same subtle mystic vitality that is shining through the sun, that is handling the course of the earth around the sun, and all the functions of the stars. All this is immense. Even if you just focus your mind only on little things around you, that very intelligence, that very vitality that allows every seed to grow, that has painted the wings of the butterfly, that has created wonderful wings, feathers of the peacock, behold the lilies of the field. All this, the very same prana, is sustaining you. Shouldn't you be happy? Through your prana, you are in touch with all that is in the universe. But as you listen to it, now you allow yourself to move towards that goal by practicing integral yoga in daily life. Your movement will not be just a straight line. It will be always fluctuating. But you must realize your movement is not one-dimensional. In other words, your progress is not measured by how you feel day by day. Because your feeling goes on changing. One day, a little negative, another day, a little positive. Third day, you don't know positive or negative. But in spite of all that, a deeper conviction, you are doing sadhana. You are doing your japa, you are keeping up with your schedule. You are focusing your attention on doing your duties. Integral yoga, karma yoga, doing your duties. Bhakti yoga, developing quality of feeling. Injecting into your feeling world love of God. Why people are lovable. God is in them. Why anything is lovable. Actually, you are loving God through name and form. Your feeling should become magnanimous. You shouldn't allow hatred to enter into it, jealousy to corrode it, and any narrow-mindedness to bring stink to it. That again is ideal, quickly said. But you can't develop it immediately, no matter how much you listen to it. There lies again the need of patience. A child is told, you have to grow up like me. The child hears it, understands it. But time has to pass for the child to grow up. So keeping that in view, I'm just moving on now to pranopasana. Prana within you, how should you view the vital system that sustains your personality in day-to-day life? All this is like you have a wonderful necklace, priceless jewels. But since your eyes are not in your neck, you don't know it. Your neck is shining. And there comes a time when you grow out of the illusion and become aware great joy, you say, I have found my necklace. I am the richest one in the world. You didn't find it, it's already there. Attainment of liberation is not finding, it is not creating something new. It's not a happening in the world of time and space. It is not based on the functions of your senses. It is clarity of illusion, blossoming of understanding, removal of darkness by light. That prana within you, which you know, is pointing the finger to absolute self, Brahman, whom I have described by the simile of the sun. So, every breath you breathe, every miracle that you see in your body happening through every cell, all this is the miracle of prana. That easily understood. Now switch your attention from prana. What is that prana? Who is being represented by prana? God, the absolute. Prana of the prana. Bratyastvam pranaikarishi ratta vishwasya satpati vayamadyatsya datara pitatvam matarishvanah. You are devoid of sacraments. This is recognition of prana in the form of prayer, as if you are praying. Recognizing the God's presence in you is prana. And now you are offering the prayer. O prana, you are devoid of sacraments, implying you don't need to go through rituals, practice of meditation, or many sadhanas. You are the absolute. You are absolutely pure. You are the non-dual sage. That again relates to performance of yajna, ritual. During ritual performance, fire is given great prominence. That fire is a embodiment of consciousness. Just like in the rituals, fire plays a great role. In your life, in the evolution of the world, Brahman, the absolute fire, whose representative in you is prana. That prana is that pure, non-dual sage, ever unaffected by negative karmas. Rather, it burns up your negative karmas. The fire burns up all impurities. You are the consumer of oblations. All oblations are offered for attaining self-realization. And that self is now being represented by the prana within you. We offer oblations to you. O Matarishwa, another name for wind god. Wind god is expression of prana. If you don't breathe, breathing is possible because of the wind, the air. But that breathing relates to vital functions within you. It is prana that makes you breathe in, breathe out. That prana relates to mind. Just reiterating certain points. The air, the breath, the prana. Prana relates to mind. Mind relates to intellect. Intellect relates to cosmic self, cosmic mind. Mind of God. The mind of God relates to God Himself. So with every breath you breathe, you are in connection with the Absolute Self through a series of steps. You are the sporter in the sky. Sky referring to expansion. When all things that you depend upon move away from your mind and Akash Tattva, expansion becomes the highlight. That expansion points to prana, the absolute prana, Brahman. You are Satpati of the universe. The entire universe is also described as Prakriti in allegorical language. Prakriti is Mother Prakriti. And Mother Prakriti is spouse of Father, Brahman, Shiva and Parvati, Maya and Brahman, all this allegorical language. But this normal household, you never know who is Satpati, who is Satpati, who is a good husband, who is a wrong husband, or a wrong wife. I'm making a joke, but just same word has been used. That Brahman is Satpati. He is the absolutely pure and supreme and most trustworthy, the ruler of the universe, with omniscience, omnipotence, with all powers, and with boundless love. That Pati, that divine nourisher of all, divine father, divine mother, same thing. That rules over the entire universe. O Prana, you are that absolute father. Yate tanurvach pratishthitaya shrotreya cha chakshushi yacha manasi santata shivam tam kuru motkrami. O Prana, make propitious that aspect of yours which abides in speech, in the ear, in the eye, and also which pervades the mind and more. Do not ignore this body. Gives you a very profound insight into prayer. By recognizing God's presence is sustaining you in the form of prana. Therefore then, take advantage of it. Allow your mind to talk to that God who is permeating you from all over. The body, mind, senses, all are permeated. But what is more visible is your body existence. Since you are present in the body, now make propitious that aspect of yours which abides in speech. In other words, let the divine presence in me express in a special way through the speech. If you know that someone very reverential has come to your house, the moment that you know, you begin to inform others. Don't shout. A great person has come. It's a great luck. I don't use the term luck. Great. Auspicious occasion. Therefore, use the same simile. Your tongue says, I'm going to shout. You tell your tongue, look, prana is here. Don't insult that prana. Rather, on the other hand, you are wiser. You are invoking prana, O prana, train my tongue in such a way that I can eloquently express your presence. When you shout and use harsh words and hurt others, you are insulting the prana within. Or prana has withdrawn its grace from your tongue. You'd figure that out. May that prana allow the tongue to be auspicious. Speak whatever is good, helpful to yourself, helpful to others. Speech is a great power conferred on every soul. The presiding deity of the speech is the Saraswati Devi. Here, the presiding prana of the speech is called apana. These points are not easily understood. Subtle research into this. It's due to apana, it is something coming out of you. The speech moves forward. So may that prana improve our speech, make our speech auspicious. All this point has been discussed in the scriptures. Yudhishthira asked Bhishma, What is one great quality that can make a person successful anywhere in the world? Bhishma says, control over speech, good speech. If you can say things in a joyous way, things, words that touch the heart of others, words that can inspire others, you are needed anywhere in the world. That prana abides also in the ear. That aspect of prana that operates through the ear is circulatory prana, known as vyana. Just to make you, to reiterate, remind you, that prana is of five types. Apana, these five pranas, prana is only one, but these five are due to five functions. And they relate to centers of kundalini. The lowest center in the kundalini, in the spinal column, the very base, is the seat of apana. Go one step further. That center called Swadhisthana, previous center is known as Muladhar. Next one is Swadhisthan. Swadhisthan is the seat of Vyana, circulatory system of your body. Third corresponds to your navel center called Samana. It balances your whole body and a secret of nutrition all over your body. And that center is known as Manipur Chakra. Fourth center is Anahat Chakra, at the heart center. That there lies main prana, principal prana, Sanskrit word Mukhya Prana. And at the throat level, the Kundalini center is known as Vishuddhi Chakra. And the prana operating in that level is called Udana. Udana gives you balance, buoyancy, and acts in a mystical way. When you enter into dream, it is Udana that begins to function. Udana separates your subtle body from the physical body. And Udana plays a great role in your meditative movement. So these are the five pranas along with the five centers. All these pranas are expressions of divine presence. They are ultimately God. Now these pranas you are studying in relation to speech. Apana controls your speech. So you are worshipping prana. May my speech be joyous, righteous, inspiring, meaningful. And that, thereby you have adored prana in the form of apana. Apana is the one that functions through your speech. Vyana, circulatory prana, operates through the function of your ear. Main prana operates through the functions of your eyes. Samana prana, the prana at the navel, is linked to your mind, operates through the functions of your mind. Udana is linked to your intellect and operates through your intellect level. Because it is only from the intellect level there comes the will. May I live in the body? May I depart from the body? That will separates the soul from the physical body in dream, in death. I've given you just a simple touch about it. So therefore, when you are adoring God as prana, all these points are given to your mind so that when you sit alone, you are not lonely. I will stop at this time. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.